Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Just the remix. Yeah. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, you didn't know?
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? Yes, back with a best ball draft. Yes, this is number 230. It is the Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom division. Oh, yeah, we are making our way to 300. We are going to get there. We are going to get there. And that is the second draft of the day. Shout out to Toyota One. What up, what up? Why the hell did this style change? Hold on. Why the hell did that change? Okay, there we go. That looks better. And Toyota One, what up? It says it's my Friday. It's about that time. Let's get it, baby. Let's get it. Shout out to Poker Guts. What up, homie? Hey, Ghost Monkey, what up, what up? He said, should we worry about Godwin? Sleeper says he had another surgery on that hurt ankle and no timetable for his return, not even practicing. Yeah, we should worry about him for best ball. There's no waivers in best ball, so he's going to get drafted somewhere. It's just how much risk do you want to put into him, because he's probably not going to miss the entire season. What if he misses half the season? If he comes on still strong, he could be worth that pick. Either way, for normal redraft leagues, I'm probably going to avoid him depending on where he goes. But yeah, this best ball, he's going to go somewhere. It's just how risky do we want to get with this? And I drafted him in the 11th round, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, something like that. Dominic in the house. What up, what up? But it sucks, man. It sucks. Because we would have just hoped he would have got this shit done earlier. And Poker Gut, so actually, I'm not in this draft. Actually, I was about to join, but it filled right before. Sometimes I want to draft. Sometimes it depends. If the draft is filling slow, I'll wait till a half hour before the draft starts, and if there's still a spot, I'll take it. This one filled up before that. So it filled up too slow for me to start a second one, and then I would have drafted for sure. But it filled too slow for me to start another one as well. So I am just spectating in this one. But we did a draft earlier today. I was drafting out of the 5 spot, I think. Yeah. Do you ever do DraftKings? We can all get together on $1. No, I don't. I'm in Nevada, so I can't, unfortunately. At least I can't be the one to do everything because I'm in a sector where it's blocked. Yeah, and Toyota One, there we go. He said the 32, man, let's fucking go. Where I got in my second pick over there. Let's see where we are now. Oh, it's Minnesota Mike. Let me text that fool and let him know he's on the clock. I know he's hella busy today after being out of town for a week. Okay. And then TJ's after that. But we are getting very close, man. We are getting very close to the second round being completed here. Yeah, if we do one round a day, that's what we're averaging now. Well, and I don't know. We still need a few more to get through one a day. All right, there we go. He's making his pick. TJ's about to be next. I'm just going to text him, let him know. And Ron, what up? He said, Packers. I said, yo, Packers family night, 70,000 of my best friends, two blocks away tonight. Internet sketch, Packers football, awesome. Nice, bro. Nice. Have fun, brother. Have fun. And Dominic said, when would you draft a QB in the guillotine league? That depends on the league and the way things are going. I would try to hold off, though. Like, without thinking too hard, I'm going to say maybe, like, fifth or sixth round. But, like I said, it depends on the league, though, as well. Because if people are going, like, really crazy on the QBs, I would not wait to where it screws me on the QBs. Poker Gut said, oh, man, I can't do slow drafts. We do slow drafts for Dynasty for the 32. It's a 32-man league with 18 rounds. So there's nobody doing a fast draft for that. Like, nobody's committing to that amount of time. So yeah, that, and then the 18 team guillotine leagues, those are also slow drafts. Yeah, I wish that people had the time to dedicate to do those as fast drafts, because it would be interesting. What up, Mondo? Yeah, you got perfect timing, bro. Perfect timing.
You got perfect time. About to start a little puppy.
Motherfucker. Let's go. All right, we are getting into the eighth round. Man, I've still never had one real person message on Kick. It's crazy. I've been streaming there for a few weeks, maybe even a month now. And I swear everybody who comments is like just someone trying to sell something or promote something. But shout out, guys. I do appreciate you. Yeah, maybe it's I got to get just more followers is what it is. Yeah, because I'm only up to 26 now, but it's like all these bots and stuff that are like following me. Oh, Dominic said we're in round six now. So how many QBs off the board? Tell me that. You got some time because you just picked. How many QBs have gone off the board so far? That would make a difference. And then what pick are, like, where are you picking? Because if you're in the middle, that's one thing. If you're like on one of the ends of the bookend, that's tough, because then you got so many picks before it makes it back to you. But dude, that one's flying, bro. Already in round six. Nice. Because we only started yesterday. Okay, I can't believe we filled up five guillotine leagues. And there's still a few more people who wanted to get in. Wonder if I should open up one more. It's tough, though, because, like, the guillotines, I got to do manual work every week. Not manual labor, but manual work. 10 off pick 7. And what'd you say? You said you're in the sixth? So it's at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 20 picks before your next pick. I'm probably taking one now, honestly. It's probably around that time. People are going to be deciding between one of their last flex spots or a QB. Who knows if people are taking multiple QBs? They might. It depends. But yeah, it's probably about that time, like right now. Pete said, relax. Relax on what happened. What happened? Yeah, in the guillotine. I'm in the number one guillotine. And we're in round six also. Sweet. I'm at, dude, crazy. We're at round six, pick seven. Round six, pick six. Oh, you're in the same one. Never mind. That's why. Duh. I thought you were in a different one. I didn't think you were in the number one. That's funny. Hey, TJ, what up, bro? And I'm going to text Malone status right now. So get ready. About to be your turn. He's pretty quick when I text him. The screen's blurry. The hell's wrong with the screen? Nobody else told me that the screen's blurry. Is it blurry because you're still on a bender? Or you dropped the gooms? Or is it like for real blurry? Anybody else get any blurriness in here? Okay, his eyes. Okay. Oh, man. Cali Jam Pete, you the man. You the man. Yeah, I know. Man, what's so cool about all this is I know that if some of us like went to high school together, we would have been friends. Like if we went to the same high school and shit together, we definitely would have been friends. That's what's cool about this, because yeah, everybody who I went to high school with, I don't talk to them or nothing. Even the guy, even the like the two guys that I was like really close with, like randomly, like I'll get a text from them and I like texted them around Christmas, don't even get text back. And then it was weird, like one of them texted me like a couple days ago this random picture that he found, and then I texted him like, how are you and the fam doing? And never got a text back. People are fucking weird, man. And Dominic, what up, bro? I appreciate you, my brother. I'm locking you down, marking you down with those raffle ticket entries here. And for everybody who may not know, oh shit, oh man, multiple picks in the Marvel. I'm gonna let Bees Barbarians know. Dude, we are moving through this one. Yes, I know we're definitely going faster this year than we were last year. I can tell you that much, because I swear it took us 2 days to get through the very first round last year. Okay, and Cooper, I see your question. Give me 2 seconds. I'm marking Dominic down for these raffle tickets here, and I'm going to show the raffle ticket, the raffle items that we are doing. It's 33 days away. 33 days away. And the raffle items, we got a signed Andrew Van Ginkle jersey, a signed Tyreek Hill jersey, and a signed Bijan Mustard jersey, and it is the Texas colorway. Let's go. And we're going to do a dab for that one, Dominic. About to pull up a dab here. Yeah, 32 is going faster. Hell yeah. And Cooper said, I got number one overall pick this year. I'm in the ESPN full PPR 12-man chaser Bijan, and my mocks, it's been hard to find RBs. Yeah, you got to think about it. Like, what position out of the wide receiver and running backs has way more depth? It's wide receivers. So I would probably, unless you have some crazy scoring that like benefits the wide receivers more, I'd be going to running back with that pick. And then I might double back with another running back and then a wide receiver with that pick. So I'd probably go, I mean, it doesn't matter what order you put them in, because you have the back-to-back picks, but I'd be going like running back, wide receiver, running back. Out of those first three picks, I'd be going two running backs and one wide receiver. Yep. Because unless you get like a Brock Bowers or something and you want like a cheat code there, but Brock Bowers probably even going to be gone before it gets to your second pick, because it's a 12-teamer. And I'm assuming single QB, right? So like guys like that are going to be gone. And yeah, single QB, all the running backs are going to be gone very quickly. Those first three running backs are going to be gone within the top five picks. And then shit, you might even get CMC and Derrick Henry off the board right after that. And then you might get like an A-chain, like you might get six running backs off the board in the first round. So that's why you definitely want to take, I mean, if it's me, I'm probably taking Saquon, but I'm just a little stubborn about it. But I'm not mad at anyone who wants to take Bijan over Saquon. They're both beasts. TJ said, next time I do a 32, I'm holding out on QB. I might even try zero QB. This year's way different. Last year, there was way more QBs taken early. Way more QBs taken early. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of new people like in this year as well. I think there's maybe, shit, I don't even know how many, like maybe 10 people, 12 people that were in it this year from last year. All right, Cali Jam said, I need a grade. All right, got you, bro. Let me mark you down with those two. Oh, yeah, and we're going to pack a dab here is what I'm going to do, because I said I was going to do that, but I got high and forgot. And Cooper, is it your first time here? Salute, brother, for subscribing. And make sure you go to Patreon. That's like my hub for everything that is going down. It's 420crew.com. That's the easy way to get there. Turtle One said, I got Barkley in the 32, feeling good about that pick. Man, I'm two picks in. I got CMC and I got Kamara so far. Feeling really good about that. Because 32-man league, dude, if you don't have one good running back, you're going to feel naked, butt naked. Trust me. it gets ugly. Okay, yeah, I figured it was. I didn't recognize your name, but yeah, appreciate you, bro, for coming through. And I'm always live, like in the off season right now. I go live. I do these drafts. This is the $11 best ball. This is the number 230th division that we are drafting for, 230th league that we are drafting for. That's a part of this tournament. If we get to 300 leagues, we're going to have a $10,000 grand prize. It is going to be awesome, man. It's so epic. We're close, man. We are on pace. And I do a bunch of drafts as well. And for like redraft leagues, dynasty leagues, that's kind of like the main thing that I do. But during the season, like I'm going live for news. Check out my YouTube shorts on maybe not on the weekends. I don't like do videos for the camp news, but Monday through Friday, I'm doing at least video a day where we're talking training camp news. And it's usually a short because I try to keep it under 3 minutes or less. All right, zip him up. Darren is on the clock. Let me text him. Okay. And then, nice. So everybody who's about to be on the clock right now, I got their phone numbers. So all these people I could text. And you take it easy. You take it easy, Pete. Don't be talking trash. Don't be talking trash. All right, for the super chatters, appreciate you. Dabs are flowing. Here we go. And we are going into round 11 now. We are 40 minutes in to this draft. Okay, I started the stream about 20-ish minutes, maybe a little less than 20 minutes ago. And we're going to see if we can keep flying through this. And cheers, everybody. And I got a question. Does anybody listen to audio podcasts out there? And if you do, you listen on Apple? Do you listen on Spotify? Or do you listen somewhere else? Let me know. What up, Edward? He said, I got a trade request for JJ. Throw it in the chat. And is it your first time here? Dominic said, I hate my picks on the 32. Who's your, let me see, where are you? Bucky and Chuba Hubbard. It's tough. It really is. I would have picked Tyreek Hill if he would have fell to me. He got picked one pick in front of me. So I just doubled back with a running back and I went Kamara with that second pick. Apple. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to throw in my link for Apple Pod. What I need everybody to do, if you can, go to Apple and I want you to leave me a 5-star review. If you can, please, por favor. Here's the link. And make sure if you can do a written review, it is much, much appreciated because that just helps more people find the podcast. Yeah, for everybody who like watches the show live, you know, I mean, it's the same thing, except I clean it up. I have editing software that helps me get rid of the dead space and get rid of the uhs and ums and all that shit. Edward, Monty, Nico, Colin, and Monty, Nico, and Javonte for JJ. Is that what it is? You got to give me more context because I don't think that I would trade JJ away for that. If I was like hurting, maybe I would. I mean, there is still a level of difference between Nico and JJ, but it's not astronomical. And to be able to get Monty and Javonte, if I was like super hurting on running backs. TJ said, I don't understand how early draft people draft T. Higgins, never even put up dominant number one numbers, and he's going before a lot of number ones. Like, what number ones, though, are you saying that he's going over? Because there is still a level of difference with being attached to Joe Burrow. Because let's see. So here he went at the 4-1. That might be the earliest that I've ever seen him taken. So this one might be an outlier, not the normal. So were you talking about this one specifically? That is pretty early. I don't think I've seen him drafted like that. He just got drafted in the 32 team. Well, shit, we're like in picks, like we're in like the, we're at the end of the second round. That's like the 60s. Yeah, dude, he got picked at 61. That would be the 5-1 if we were doing a 12-teamer right now. That's even a round later than he got drafted in this one right here. But who do you think should be? I mean, you don't have to board talk, but just like use the draft that we're doing right now as an example. And, you know, what wide receivers? It's probably a fan. No, Bees Barbarians is a fan of the Ravens. So I could, he's a fantasy football guy for sure, but I can tell you he hates the Bengals. He definitely hates the Bengals being a Ravens fan. And Edwards, am I starting running backs or Bucky Hampton? My backup is Samson. Ooh, yeah, that's ugly. What other wide receivers do you got? I'm sure JJ's your best, but who's your other wide receivers? And is this a redraft, a dynasty? What kind of league is it? Also, let me know that. Yeah, let's see. Wide receivers right now, JJ, T-Mac, JSN. Bro, as bad as your running backs are, if Tet's your number three. That it's Tet McMillan, right? Is that who T-Mac is, Tet McMillan? Because if it is, like him being in your top two versus your flex, yeah, that's just rough, man. I don't know if I'd do that trade with the wide receivers that you got. Rice, Moore, Evans, Metcalf still on the board. Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing, though, man. Being attached to Burrow. Because in that 32-man league, I ain't touching Mike Evans with a fucking 10-foot pole, man. In a redraft league like that, like, fuck no. Too many shitty games that comes out of him. I feel like no matter what, T. Higgins is going to be very consistent. And Rice, injuries, Moore, he's still a Bear. DK, eh, I think I'd rather have T like way more over DK. But I get what you're saying, though. Backups are Luther, Golden, and Mooney. PPR 12, man, yeah. I'm not making that trade. I think you got to ride that out, bro. You do need another running back, but... yeah, I'm not giving up. JJ is literally your best player on your team. So I wouldn't do that. That's like cutting off your nose to spite your face, I feel. TJ said, hey, yeah, but go into the context of what years did Joe Burrow get hurt? Joe Burrow got hurt 2 years. T got hurt one of those years. So yeah, like there's context behind why he hasn't done crazy numbers. And let's remember, 1,000 yards isn't what it used to be with 18 games now. It really hasn't. It really isn't. In the 17-game season, 1,000 yards breaks down to 56 yards per game. That's it. 1,000 yards is nothing. I think it's being attached to Burrow, I think, of what does it. But you notice I don't have a lot of T. Higgins. Not right now. I got him in a lot of dynasty, but... he's too rich for my blood. So I'm with you on that. I know I'm playing devil's advocate and talking Higgins up, but there's a reason why I haven't really drafted him either. Double-digit TDs one. Yeah, but let's go. Yeah, but the Burrow, that's where you're not. That's what messes up his stats because two of those years, Burrow got hurt. Hey, Jarrett, shout out to the Who Dat Nation, bro. What up? What's going down? What is going down, my brother? Hey, what happened with your league? Did you guys vote? You guys changing shit? And TJ said, I've never just understood the obsession with them. It's the connection to Burrow. Like, that's what the obsession is. It's not necessarily him. Like, why is everybody obsessed with every fucking wide receiver who, like, is under Patrick Mahomes? Everyone thinking they're going to be the next Tyreek Hill and shit. Same shit, dude. There's so many shitty quarterbacks out there. Like, you want the guys attached to the dope-ass quarterbacks. That's just how it goes. Those guys are always going to be a little bit higher on the totem pole, on the pecking order, totem pole, whatever. But, yeah, like I said, though, even though I'm playing devil's advocate, or not playing devil's, yeah, playing devil's advocate against what you're saying, like making the cases for T, he's still being drafted way too early for me. I'll say that again. I don't want to. I'm not drafting, like in this one specifically, I'm not drafting him over AJ Brown. I'm not drafting him over Tyreek Hill. Probably not drafting him over JSN, but it's close. Not drafting him over Garrett Wilson. Even with the Scary Terry bullshit, still drafting Scary Terry over him. Rice, that would be that. I think I still want Rice a little bit more, but that's probably it. That's probably it. And the rest of the guys who are up after that, I'm talking to the board that's on the screen right now. Yeah, there could be cases to be made for all those guys, but yeah, it is. He just goes early, man. The 4-1, that's nuts. Said, yep, we're going to ease in the change. We're going to do 2 flex positions, take away the kicker. Then next year we shall see. That's good. Take away the team defense, too. Team defense is so whack, bro. So whack. Who likes picking defenses? Like, I know that none of you guys do. Just get rid of the fucking team defense as well. And then make it 3 flex spots. Like that. Go back to the drawing board, even if you don't. I'm still going to say it. Like, potentially you would. I get rid of the defensive spot because that shit's whack. And add another flex spot. Because who would you rather be picking between at the end of the day? A defense or maybe your 3rd or 4th running back or wide receiver on your squad? Especially if you guys got the 10-man squads. You guys can have stacked squads even with having 3 flexes instead of just 1. Then you keep the same exact starting position. The same exact number of starting positions. And I know you're probably not going to go back because you already talked about it and stuff. But I'm just saying. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. Because fuck the defense. And yeah, fuck those kickers. Get them out of there. Said I might do that. I said 3 flex spots and make the shit harder to pick. Yeah, see, for offense, like, because then it actually, like, it makes it to where, like, someone like you who drafts a little bit better, you'll probably have 3 really good flex spots. There's going to be people who catch injuries and they're going to have to hit the waiver wire for those, or they drafted bad and the couple people that they picked for the flex suck. And so they have to hit waivers or whatever. But that is definitely going to help separate people for sure. The kicker and the defense, there's so much luck behind team defense and kicker that people are literally getting lucky with those. Like having just a full offense, dude, that makes it to where some start sit skills are going to come a little bit more into play, and waiver wire pickups going to be more important because now you actually got a bunch of offensive spots that you can start these guys in. When you guys only had 1 flex, you're super limited on picking people up. And dude, you got to get rid of those fucking positional limits, bro. You got to get rid of those positional limits. This is the year. This is the year. You guys play in a 10-man league. Nobody can hoard anybody because it's a 10-man league. No matter what, everybody is going to be a certain level of stacked. But yeah, get rid of those fucking positional limits, bro. You have to now, because now if you're adding those extra flex spots, you need more position. You need more at those positions so you can have the depth. Yeah. Add an extra bench spot. Do something like that. But yeah, you got to get rid of those positional limits. You can't have them. You cannot have them. I texted him. I'm going to text him again. Don't forget. Because he said thanks. I texted him and let him know that he's on the clock. And he said thanks. He works at a hospital. So he could be handling a patient right now is what it could be. But yeah, if you ever, TJ, if you ever see him on the clock somewhere, you can text me because I have his number and I can always text him really easily. He's someone that I've known since we were like kids. Yeah, I reached out. I just texted him again and said, don't forget, because it was like, I don't know, maybe it was like right when he pretty much went on the clock because I texted the person before him. And so I saw when that went through and then you started talking about T. Higgins and all that. All right. Yeah, everyone who's left in the 32, oh, I see the green dot. He's going in there. And once he picks, I'm going to text Z-Man for the win. That's Ron. Oh, we got a pending trade in the 23. 2 pending trades. 3 pending trades. What the shit? T. Higgins in blue for London. What side would you guys rather have? T. Higgins and blue or London? And then oh, this one's whack. Marks for Neil. It's just blah. And Andrews and Pat Bryant for Dobbin, Strange, and Key Merritt. Oh, there we go. Zip him up went. And he took R.J. Harvey. Okay. Let me text Ron. Okay, there we go. London side, right? Yeah, I would take that side too, because blue pretty much means nothing to me. And yeah, I definitely value London that much more than Higgins, to where blue doesn't even make a difference in that trade, I feel. Yeah. Cali Jam is on an IDP tear. Look at that. Bond, Brooks, Bolton, and Van Ginkel. I'm glad you weren't in this morning's draft, because I got Van Ginkel in the 17th round. Okay. Oh, and did you guys watch my recent episode on the Sports Idiot Nation podcast? I'm going to put the link in the chat here. Oh, 32 man's moving. Let me text Sean. Here we go. It's so much better when I have everybody's cell phone number and I could just like text people when I see people are on the clock. Cause I know, I understand all the shit with the phones and the apps and the notifications and missing shit, because I miss shit all the time. I have so much fucking notifications. Cali Jams, I'm tripping, bro. Dude, your IDP's on fire right now. Hey, what up, Hollywood? What up, bro? Rohit, what is up, my man? What is going down, bro? Let me see. All right, here it is. It dropped on Thursday. There we go. And I'm gonna be on this podcast like at least once or twice a week. So yeah, definitely subscribe. I'm going to try to get little, actually, I know what I'm going to do right now, because I have one of those services where you can get I take a podcast and I throw it, get it thrown into smaller clips and shit. So I'm going to do that. We'll set that up right now. All right, I'll just do all those. We'll see what it gets. All right. And Rohit, what's your thoughts on CMC this year? Dude, I'm just not going to be a pussy about CMC. Like, he's a top five running back for me coming off the board. I feel like even now, I think I would take him over Henry. I did take him over Henry in the 32 team league. It's a nice schedule. I say no risk it, no biscuit. If he gets hurt, anybody could get hurt that you draft. Everything of how he's looking right now looks decent. And it's just redraft. I'm getting behind him. Big pause. Hollywood, what up, bro? You watched night one of SummerSlam? Yes, not all of it, but I did. I caught the end of it. I caught the last couple matches. And, dude, I don't even know if I told you, bro. Me and Noble are going to Survivor Series when it's in San Diego. It's at the baseball stadium down there. We already got tickets. We're sitting in the 200 sections. Gonna be dope. Yeah, I got the tickets for I think 250 after the taxes and fees and shit, 250 each. And now those same tickets are going for $500 straight on Ticketmaster too. So like I was wondering too. I was like, man, is this gonna be like WrestleMania, where the tickets are so overly priced in the beginning that you just want to wait? Because I feel like for WrestleMania, yeah, I'm probably going to wait a little bit versus buying them right away this time. Because, yeah, if we would have waited last time, could have got tickets way cheaper. There's a couple bad weeks in April. Super is glitching bad. Zero alerts were working. Yeah, definitely. And, oh, man, the third round reversal just kicked in hard on the 32-team league. Now it's back to Mike K. All right, now we're at that part of the draft. We're in round three. Whew. Got a lot of picks before I get to mine. And Dominic said, love CMC. Cali Jam donation CMC. He'll be the RB1 because I refuse to draft him. Good. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Hey, Daniel Berry, what up, my brother? What's going down, bro? TJ said CMC has every other year pattern. This year should be good again for him. Yeah. Yep. No risk it, no biscuit. Because there were leagues that I drafted CMC in last year where I still did good, Might have been a league where I drafted CMC. I know that there was a dynasty league that I had CMC on, then I still won. So yeah, there's teams where he got an honorary ring for just being on the squad. Yep, Toyota won. Life's a risk right now. Hell yeah, man. I need to get that drop, right? Because, yeah, man, like, we could pussyfoot around and you could pick another running back or a wide receiver or anything, like, besides him. And what if they get hurt? Anything can happen. And so they both died on me. Start of the season, you never know. I said, I got to work through it on the waiver wire and try to trade. Yeah, definitely. Like, am I going to draft CMC on every fucking team that I draft? No, it's just not going to be like that. I'm not putting 100% of my chips like into him, but he's going also like way lower this year than I would say he hasn't been going this low since his sophomore year. 2018, you were able to get him in the second round of Superflex leagues. I remember getting him. I won multiple championships for drafting him in the early second round. I remember I drafted, there was one league where I drafted like Hopkins and CMC. And then another league where I drafted, I had Devontae Adams and him, but I picked them up in an auction and killed it. In an auction league in 2018, I had Devontae Adams, who was like top three wide receiver, CMC, who killed the game, and Patrick Mahomes in 2018 on one team. And then I picked up Nick Chubb on every team that I had that year as well. And I agree for sure. I'm having visions of fantasy people talking about CMC after he goes RB1 this year and being scared to draft him next year as RB1 overall. Yeah, seeing like that's why you got to buy the dips. That's what it is. You got to buy the dips. Like last year, you had to draft him so early that you either got him or you didn't. Like he was going like top four or five in every single draft, like no matter what. If it wasn't a super flex draft, he's going like top two, top three. Yeah, it was crazy. And now we get a little dip. You're right, Toyota won.
Don't you go dying on me.
But yeah, this is the year to get him where he's undervalued. And even his being undervalued. Should I pick him fifth today because all the three other guys went? Do you believe in the 101 curse? No, nope, because I've won championships out of the 101 spot. Here's the thing. The number one spot produces the most redraft championships because you get the highest first round pick, the highest third, fifth, seventh, all that. There's only one team that has three picks in the top 25 in a 12-man league. It's the number one spot. So that's why it's like CMC, he might have been drafted. I'm going to say like for most people, he was the unanimous 101 last year. But he was not picked 101 at every single draft. Like, not every, because I saw it. Like, I saw other people take other Bijan over him or who else? Chase over him. Maybe even a Jefferson over him. So, you don't. I say, do not go with the consensus. Like, I always, you have to come up with your own, like, type of philosophy on what you want with your first three picks, because the first three picks sets the foundation for your entire team. And there are all picks are important. Yes. But the first three, you got to do good on those first three. If you do bad on two out of those three, you do bad on one out of the three, you could be okay if you do good later in the draft as well. But first three, man, is very important. And Cali Jams, that's how I feel about ETN, this new system this year. He was drafted as a top 10 running back. Yeah, I picked ETN in the Guillotine League draft. I think I picked him in the fourth round. Not mad at it at all. Fourth or fifth round, one of the two. But yeah, huge dip on ETN. I mean, you're getting him, dude, in a lot of leagues, he's going to be a bench player. Like, he's going to be drafted as a bench player to start. We're talking about the default leagues with seven starters, like stuff like that. I go with what's given to me. This one I'm pass catching. Okay. Let's see. Woo-hoo-hoo! Chase, Amon-Ra, and Nico as your top three.
And you can't teach that.
Woo!
Just remember, go big
I'll go home.
Man, that's killer. That is killer. And I can't believe you waited until the eighth and the ninth round and got Stafford and Rodgers. Because all these drafts that we've done recently, you wouldn't be able to get, maybe you can get Rodgers in that spot, but you couldn't get Stafford in that spot. And Rohit said, it's crazy because I was just thinking about creating my own philosophy this year and you just gave me the confidence. There you go, bro. You should be here watching people like myself who are like fully addicted to this. And you know, I've been drafting since February for this year. February. Like, you tell me how many fantasy football analysts or whatever. I don't even know if I call myself fantasy football analyst. I just know I love to play fantasy and I'll kick everybody's ass because of how good I am. And I fucking, and I'm so good that I can even give out the information and still beat people as well. And yeah, not a lot of fantasy football analysts have been drafting for since February for 2025. We've been drafting for this tournament since this tournament specifically since March 12th. And we've been drafting every single day. The only days that we did not draft, I went to WrestleMania. Those 2 days got taken off for drafts. And then for the NFL draft, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we did not draft any of those 3 days. So that's it. 5 days only that we have not drafted since March 12th for this tournament. And I would say there's been a lot of days where we've had 2 drafts in 1 day. And that's why people should be hanging around here, because we don't do this for thrills. I'm not just giving advice to make money because it's cool and it's easy. Because first off, it's not easy. Anyone who says giving fantasy football advice is easy probably doesn't do live streams and have to deal with people. I'm so confident that I give one-on-one advice to people. And more often than not, we're hitting and kicking ass. Oh, man. And I got to open up another Dynasty League. We just filled the number 120. We got to get to the 121. And I think that's going to be, it could be the final one of the year. We'll see. We might do a few more. Oh, yeah, dude. Kill it around here, Rohi. I'm addicted to this shit. Like, I've been playing fantasy football since 2006. I know there's people out there, oh, I've been playing since I was like 11 or whatever, but I didn't have a dad or family members that put me onto this. It took me going to jail and going to jail twice in the same year, being out on bail in 2 separate counties, and then getting a job, getting a 9-to-5 job, which I hadn't had in almost a year and a half at that point. And then I got introduced to fantasy football. It was really fucking weird. And had I read the writing, had I seen the writing on the wall, I probably would have went harder with fantasy football. But I did just, I introduced all of my friends to fantasy football, all of them, because I needed to create a league and me be the commissioner. And that's how I got so good at commissioning, because I've been commissioning leagues since 2007 and been evolving this shit from what it was then to what it is now. Now I commission 19 single QB dynasty leagues, 120 super flex dynasty leagues, 20 super flex IDP leagues. And then I got like 29 in my series of WWF dynasties. Those are the OG leagues. And then I got 3 OG super flex offense onlys in there as well. And then I got my 2020 ones. That's the 4 life and the defense wins championships. And then all the redraft leagues that I do, man, dozens and dozens like of those as well. So started in 2007 with one, and now I'm commissioning hundreds and hundreds of leagues. And is there times where I get a little stressed? Fuck yeah. But this year has been easier than ever. And I'm commissioning more leagues than ever as well, because now I got a dedicated cell phone just for that. It's fucking awesome. So that speech just elevated you, not going to lie. Hey, man, I need to clip that shit. I need to clip that shit. Let me mark that down. Because, yeah, man, I know you just came around here, Rohit. And I know a lot of people blow a lot of smoke up people's asses. But I'm doing this full time now, and I fucking love it. And most of it is predicated around these leagues. That's why on Patreon it says Hustler is doing leagues and advice. And Crispy said, "I'm not addicted. I'm not addicted. You're addicted." Yeah, man. A lot of leagues. I'm in like 30 dynasties, and I don't know how many redraft leagues I'm going to be in this year. I'm in one. I'm in the 32. I'm in the guillotine. Probably going to be in at least one of the three QB leagues. I'm in both auction leagues, both Debo snatch a chain leagues. Yeah, man, got a lot of leagues. I wish I could get invited to some of these easy leagues where I'd be able to clean up or people don't know me. Those would be fun. But usually, like, those type of leagues are also, like, so basic that there's a lot of luck involved, like, as well. I like creating the leagues to where there's not so much. Of course, there's luck no matter what. But it's, like, the more positions you add, the more teams that are in the league, like, all of those things, it makes a difference on taking the luck factor, like, out of things. Yeah, Crispy, you're on the clock, damn it. Quit clock sucking and messing around in the chat. And he said, rookie numbers. Yeah, Crispy, you're a savage, man. I can't even compare the leagues that I play in to you. The only way that I can make it not sound like rookie numbers to Crispy from what he plays in is to only talk about all the leagues I commission. Because, yeah, me playing in 30 dynasties, that's nothing to Crispy's dynasties. Me playing in, I don't know, 20 or 30 redrafts, that's nothing compared to what Crispy's in. And Rohit said, we let man most down-to-earth Yeti for fantasy. I appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. Whew. Here we go. Another Bolski. Let's get it. And we are going into round 20. Come on, guys. Let's get it. I'm going to start doing the grades around round 30. So for anyone who wants a grade, throw it in. The first grade that we got is Dominic. And then the second grade that we got is Cali Jam. Yes. And those are the only two in so far. And dude, who watched SummerSlam? Anybody watch the first day of SummerSlam? Hollywood asked me that a little bit earlier and I said yes. But I did. We didn't talk about anything that happened though. I took your advice the other day, traded down to the 12th pick, and I'm pretty sure I'm getting Henry London with two first rounds. Whew, yeah, nice. That'd be sweet. That'd be sweet. Mondo said, I'm down for a game. I was watching a bit of it. Hell yeah. Grade. Okay. Got you, bro. You'll be after Cali Jam. Oh, shit. Dude, look at that diamond. As I'm taking a fat rip, Devo comes in with the $10 super chat. What up? What up, Devo? What is going down, my brother? I'm marking you down. Oh, shit. Two super chats at the same time. Oh, man. Yes. You guys are the shit. Hold on. Let's see. Here we go. All right. So let me get Devo's first. Okay. Devo with the 10 super chat. Let's get it. And let's see how many raffle tickets Devo has, just in case you're interested. Oh, no way. Just for the show. Devo has 55. There we go. And then Toyota 1. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Oops.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. And then Toyota 1, just in case you were interested, as of right now, you got 137, 137. Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right. It's dab time, baby. Dabaroo. Let's see if I can handle back-to-back here. Whew. Okay. I'm already running out of breath just thinking about it. All right. And here we go. These dabs, this lasted me. It lasted me another 2 weeks. Man, because the live rosin, man. I'm not getting the cheaper dabs. We're going for that live rosin. And like, this just, it lasts longer because it's like, it's so much better. I don't need to take like insanely fat dabs. Like I take little small dabs and that shit a lot of times destroys me. Okay. First dab in the bucket. Here we go. Fire in the hole. Okay. Here we go. Would Crispy say I'm making a decision over here? He said I'm fast drafting, motherfucker. No, you're wrong. And shut your mouth.
No, you're wrong. And shut your mouth.
All right. All right. Dude, the 32-man league with the third round reversal. Ooh, man, it is vicious. Vicious. CB Dizzle on Rumble with the super chat. Let me finish this dab, then I'll read that out.
Rumble doing it. Oh, it's a heavy duty joint, man. That's some heavy shit, man.
Oh, man, dude. All right. Dude, all right, hold on. Trying to catch my breath. Trying to catch my breath here. Because, dude, CB Dizzle, he said, also switch to live rosin because I don't want to be smoking on butane. Yes. That's another reason as well. And I know there's a lot of different ways that people do it. Butane, it sucks. That's one of them still. And fucking Toyota One just gifted 5 420 crew memberships on Rumble. And CB Dizzle in the chat right now is one of the ones who got it. Yes. Okay. Okay. Whew, I'm still catching my breath. Send this message in the background. And then I'm going to mark you down, Toyota One, for everything. And CB Dizzle marking you down as well. I marked Devo. I marked you down for that super chat. You the man. I marked Toyota One down for the 420 crew super chat that you sent through Square. And then I'm going to mark you guys down. So I think you have to be in the chat to get a sub. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Because I'm gonna go. I'll go look on the back end, Big Boss. Whew. All right. So if anybody wants, like, jump over to Rumble, you might be able to get a free sub because Toyota One threw down 5 subs over there. I want to make sure. I'm sure they're gonna go to someone, but if it's just like hopping in the chat. Oh no! What happened? Hold on. Let me go look at news today. There wasn't an injury today. I didn't hear about him getting hurt before. I don't think so. Okay. All right. Marking down CB Dizzle first. Whew. Dude, I just tried to catch my breath and talk a little bit, then fucking everything started coming up. Okay. All right. So Toyota One with 5 gifted memberships. So that is 25 raffle tickets there. Dude, you are the fucking man, Toyota One. We're about to get hella blazed right now. 10, 15, 20. And 25, there we go. Toyota One, you the man, bro. Killing it. Toyota One's the MVP of the show right now, for sure. Whew. And here we go. Actually, we get... After this dab, I gotta make sure we give this a little cotton swab cleaning. All right, TJ in the house. Hey, look at that. See, TJ came in there, left a comment, and then he got a gifted membership. There we go. So jump over to Rumble and leave a comment, and then you're more than likely get gifted a membership. Yeah, it says there's 3 left. Or since two got swooped, so that means there is 3 left. So just jump over just because. Jump over just because. But Rumble is cooler than YouTube. For sure, it is. YouTube's just way more popular than Rumble is, but it's crazy. So Rumble, they actually, like, YouTube bought Rumble like years and years ago, and then it was like just totally worth nothing, and then Rumble, like, whoever owned Rumble bought it back from YouTube for $1. And yeah, like, maybe that was like around like COVID or whatever, and there's just more content creators doing their thing, and their split is higher than YouTube is what it is. Yeah, look, TJ's got all the emojis over there now. There we go. Yeah, the one thing that sucks is I can't pull the comments up on the screen, but I see them. They're right there, and I'll read them out. And yeah, and see, and we even got way more because they don't, like YouTube, they've shut down some of the weed emojis that we like throw down over there. And on Rumble, they're not going to shut that down at all. I've been slacking, and more people, if we start getting in and using Rumble even more often, now I'll go in and add more emojis because I know I have more slots available right now. Cheers. Ooh. Oh, that's tasty. Oh, man. I don't know what's going on. It said someone reposted my video. TJ said, anyone know if I can change the settings to multi-screen capabilities?
Talk I don't even, up, man.
I don't know. What is that? What is the multi-screen capabilities? Oh, can you like put it in the background? On the Rumble app, yes. On the Rumble app, yes. All right, 1 second, everyone. Let me play a song. I got to get something to Noble here. Let me put up a song here real quick. How about this one? Let's just keep smoking. 1 second.
Hiya, babe. And I just been smoking another blunt, pull another up. You know that we can really ease your mind. Be the mind of work,
be a better place.
Smoke out
every day. There we go. Doham, what up? He said, where does member stuff? There we go. Who's Doham? Who are you on YouTube? Because I don't know you by that name, but I'm sure it's someone who is just watching, right? Let's go. Two more people, jump over to Rumble, go claim those memberships. And oh yeah, wait, we're not doing bowl, we're doing the dab again. Oh fuck, I totally forgot to cotton swab this thing up. There we go. Hey, PBM waivers. And Ro went over there. He said, so let's see. Let's see if it does it. Oh, let's see. Is it not gonna work for Ro? Takes a minute to come through, okay. Because I was just watching it like, let's see it. And Ro said, Rumble is so much cooler. Hell yeah, dude. Hey, there it goes. Ro got the membership. Look at all the emojis that are there. Way cooler. There we go. Just on a little bit of a delay. That's it. A little bit of a delay. Yeah, look at all the different emojis. There's like three times as much as there is on YouTube and Twitch. And they don't hate on the 420 crew stuff. So you just say, okay, I need the app. Okay, yeah, so you need the app. That's what it is. So if you have the Rumble app, you can multitask. That's what it's called. You can do multitask. There we go. There you go. And do him. So again, who are you? What do I know you as? Because I don't know the Doham name, but I'm sure you're someone who is just watching on YouTube, right? Yeah, there we go. See? And if you got anything you guys do to support on Rumble, the splits are just higher with the creators. So if we think of YouTube as the biggest corporation around, Rumble is a mom and pop shop that does like the same thing, especially for me. Like I'm doing the same thing on both. It's literally my exact same stream, except on Rumble. I think you might get an ad like here or there, but yeah, anything you guys do to support it comes in a higher percentage on Rumble. Appreciate you guys. There we go. And CB Dizzle said, Toyota 1, let me get a QB in the 227. Oh, man. And CB Dizzle, let me know. We got a draft tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern time and then 9 p.m. Eastern time. We got two drafts tomorrow. Let me know if you want to jump into one of those. I'll throw the link in. Okay. And this is Toyota 1. Perfect timing for all this because I'm gonna go get a fresh gram tomorrow of some live rosin. Yeah, I feel like that's all I'm going to fuck with now. It's got to pay a few bucks more, but the quality is just that much better, and it's that much better to ingest compared to, like, most stuff. Yeah. And Rose said Toyotas are always reliable. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Toyotas and Hondas, most reliable out there. Yeah, I feel good. This year, I guess technically it was last year, but it was like literally the end of the year. I got a brand new car for the first time ever. Brand new off the lot, had like less than 10 miles on it. And I know I'm already making the car depreciate. I know that, but it's a business. It's a business expense for me. And so I like it, man, because like it's been the dopest ride that I've had so far. I would say the dopest ride that I had besides this would be the Acura. Not the NSX. That's the first thing I thought of. That'd be fucking dope. RSX. I had the RSX. Not the S type, I wish. But yeah, I back-to-back cars. I had the Honda Civic EX. And then I went to the Acura RSX after that. And that RSX was fucking dope, man. That shit was fucking nice. And that shit lasted forever, too. That was like my grinding car, man. Like that was the one I was going on many missions with, delivering a lot of things. Yeah, and that was the last stick shift that I ever had, because like this car that I have now, you could put it in sport mode and then you can use the paddles, but whatever. Yeah, Toyota one doesn't mess around, so I'm a Toyota auto technician, only have Toyotas. Let's fucking go. Hell yeah. And PB and Wavers said, mostly Chevy for me, have a Jeep now. Okay. Yeah, I'm hoping to have this car for a few years. And then, yeah, maybe upgrade to something bigger in a few years. See, Toyota One, what would be the next? What would be the thing that would be like a small SUV? What would be like a good small SUV in the Toyota family? Is that? Nah, 4Runner's a truck. What would be what's an SUV? A smaller one? Because I'm sure that there's some big body ones, but one of the smaller ones. Because that's probably going to be the next thing. Oh, the RAV4. Okay, there you go. I knew it was something with the 4. I thought 4Runner, but nah, that's the truck, right? Yeah, because I know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the next thing I get is probably going to be something bigger. Because this one is small in the grand scheme of things. But like our kids are still small. Like they'll get bigger in a few years. But I think for like right now, this is going to be a good car for the next 3 or 4 years. And then who knows, might just trade it in or something. Hopefully can get it all paid off by then. I'm going to try to pay it off a few years early and knock some of that interest off. Hybrid version is the way to go. Okay, the RAV4 hybrid version. Super reliable, good with gas, good warranty. Okay. Duham said snag a Tacoma next. Yeah, the Tacomas are super fucking... Those things just last forever. What the hell? TJ said the Toyota is coming out with a car that runs on water. What? You're telling me that this Toyota vehicle is going to be Jesus. Like, that's what you're telling me? That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, I don't think I've never had a Toyota. It's a Honda's. Honda. Let me see. I had a 86 Accord. That was my very first car. It was exactly as old as me. And then I had a Honda Civic, that EX. Then I had the Acura, which is basically a Honda, right? And then I had a Beamer. And then I had an Accord, a 14 Accord. And then this one. And I got a 20. Man, how does this work? Like, how did I, like... Do they have a certain amount, like with the car lots? This was the first time it ever worked out to where I was looking to buy a car at the end of the year. They've always said that. If you ever got to buy a car, you go buy it at the end of the year because that's when they're going to get the crazy deals and yada. So I went in to look at a 2024 is what I went in to look at. Because that's the one that I saw online when I was looking at Auto Trader or whatever. That was just one of the ones that I saw and everything seemed like pretty cool. And when the guy starts like telling me about stuff, he was like, okay, so I got a proposition. I don't know if you'd be interested, but he was like, I can actually get you a 2025 for cheaper than I can get you a 2024. And don't know. Ended up getting it. TJ said, been around for years. The guy originally designed the water car in the 70s. The guy died mysteriously. The car that run. Okay. So not physically running on water. Yes. The car that, like, instead of gas runs on water. Yeah. See, that's crazy, man. Yeah. And I've heard the story about that guy too. That's crazy. PB&J, I had a Jetta and never again with the VW. Yeah, I don't want to fuck with German with European cars anymore. It's too much of a hassle, man. Just Japanese all the way. That's the way. Japanese all the way. Because I feel if I didn't get a Honda, like, it probably would have been a Toyota. I don't know. I've always had Hondas, man. Like, they've been so good to me. They've been so good to me over the years. Because even this last one, man, it was issues the last couple of years. So once I paid it off, then I would randomly have a $1,500 issue. And man, I felt really glad that I got like $3,000 on the trade-in for this car. And that counted as my down payment. Because this car was having issues. But I just fixed the ignition. Dude, fucking like $1,000 job. It was ridiculous. So yeah, I didn't have a car payment. The car payment was like $300 a month when I was rocking that. Now I got a car payment that's double that, but I'm trying to pay even 33% on top of that to try to like knock out as much of the principal early as I can. And the TJ said Civics have been known for running stupid long. Yeah, definitely. And I don't even want to keep it to that level. Like, I want to try to keep it to like around 90 or 100,000 and then sell it then. Try to get it paid off by then and then just sell it then and then upgrade. Because that's just one thing, dude. Unless you're a mechanic, straight up, like Toyota One. Like, dude, this shit's expensive when it has fucking issues because it's never anything small. And I kept up with the services and everything on the last car, and I think I had that. It was only 2 years old when I got it. I can't even remember how many miles it had on it, the Accord. I had that shit forever. I got it, like, I think literally maybe like 2 months after Noble was born. And yeah, I mean, we had it through this past year, 2024. He was already 8, so I had that shit for 8 years. That was way too long to have a car because it's all the stupid issues that started happening. So nice to not have a car payment. But so shitty when so many things start going wrong and you got to drop a G-bar just to fix one or two like stupid things. Sucks. So I went out a few buckets where the Hondas were in my younger days, the 87 Civic, the 88 Prelude. Nice, nice. Good cars ran forever. And then I started with Toyota and never looked back. Best cars for reliability, in my opinion. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, because I definitely got to upgrade past this. The Civic's nice, but it's not for a family of four. If we like have, if we're taking anything on vacation, if we're actually like going in the car, because this one, like now, yeah, I'm using it like no fucking rental car. Like, fuck that, dude. Every time we go to Southern California, we're rocking this. May put extra 1,000 miles on it. That's what sucks. Like, not 1,000 miles there and back, but just it does put a bunch of mileage on it for that. So that is going to speed up the process of certain things. Because yeah, dude, I'm at like 13,000 like right now, and had it. I'll just say I've had it since the first of this year and had it for 7 months. Whew, that's a lot of miles. That's another thing that sucks. Everything's far in Vegas. Nothing's really like close. Like, I got to go 15 minutes pretty much in any direction just to get to the freeway. So if there's actually something that I got to do, like across town or whatever, shit, talking 30, 40 miles. And the GM said end of the year depends on the manufacturer. Most are July through September. Interesting. Toyota and Subaru were very popular. And oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you live in Alaska. And yeah, Toyota and Subarus, huh? Toyotas, I'm assuming, are just popular everywhere though, right? Because yeah, hella reliable. What Toyota One? So what do you have right now? What car or truck do you have right now? Do you have multiple? But yeah, I mean, I've had good experiences with all the cars I got. I've gotten pretty lucky, I feel like, with the cars. Because the first Honda that I got, like, my parents had that for, like, years. I don't know if, I doubt they bought it brand new. But they had that shit forever. And that didn't last that long. That lasted a couple years. And really, them not teaching me how to take care of it and me not knowing how to take care of it other than gas most of the time. It was, like, gas and tires. That was it. Didn't think I had to do much besides that. Okay, Subaru is Toyota. Okay, is that just like Acura's Honda and Lexus's Toyota, Sienna, Camry, Corolla? Cool. My mom used to have a Sienna. That one, yeah, went on a couple road trips with that. Dude, and the Camry and the Corolla, those are two of the most reliables right there. Thought on Detroit. And they're showing in the Hall of Fame game. There's nothing. There's really not too much to take away from Detroit in the Hall of Fame game because you're getting nothing. You're getting nothing but backups, third stringers, fourth stringers, even farther down the pecking order than that. Detroit's going to be still one of the best teams in the league. They have one of the tougher schedules now. That is one of the things that is tough. Said, then most of my family has Toyotas. Told them, you want me to work on your car, buy a Toyota. No, that's only makes sense, right? They're going to go buy a fucking, let me see, what's something super different? Yeah, they're going to go buy a fucking a Volkswagen, a Jetta or something like that. And then you can't work on it or help them out with anything. Sure, you'd help them out with it, but yeah, it's just way different. Smart, smart. Okay, and so who was first on the grades? We got Dominic is going to be first. You in here, Dominic? We're getting to the 30th round. I'm waiting till you make your next pick. Rohit said my redraft league is tomorrow night. And how many is it? 12 teams? Single QB? How many starting spots? And shout out to everybody who supported tonight in one way or the other. Supported with your time by being in the chat. Appreciate you. Supported by leaving comments. Appreciate you. Supported by leaving super chats on YouTube, on the 420superchat.com website, on Rumble. And shout out to Toyota One, who also gifted memberships. There's still one left over there. If someone wants to go claim it, I'm telling you, Rumble is pretty much just like YouTube. It almost works like exactly the same. It's just Rumble's not as popular, but Rumble is probably a better experience for this show than on YouTube because it's the exact same show. I'm streaming to both places simultaneously. All right. Crispy said grade. Sounds good, Crispy. You're fourth. It's going to be Dominic, Cali Jam, Pete, Mondo, then Crispy. They say I work on everything, just teasing them, but I am. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. 14-teamer. Yeah, 14-teamer. Start 7. Nice. Oh, shit. Z-Man for the win. He sent me a video of what's going on in Lambeau Field right now. And it's a whole huge fireworks show. Nice. Man, I can't believe that WWE split SummerSlam into two dates. They got some balls, but I'm going to watch because I want to see that John Cena Cody Rhodes street fight. Did you guys see that? John Cena turned babyface again. He had the crowd cheering for him. He said, I don't want to ruin wrestling. So that's cool. He's had enough of the heel run. Cause he can't fake it off camera. Like, he's just too good of a dude doing all this charity work and shit still. And yeah, it's probably like conflicts with just having to try to live that persona outside of the ring, probably just conflicts with shit that he already does. Oh man. Ken Murray, you serious?
We suck again. You're gonna lose all your fancy foosball games.
Cheers. Rohit said, so theoretically, if I draft CMC tomorrow, first round, what wide receiver Do I draft second round so I don't get incomplete shit because of the risk between JSN, Ladd, Higgins, but he's risky. Answer me this. Who do you think is going to get taken wide receiver wise before your pick? Let's start there. And you said you're going to have the 12th pick. And then what wide receivers do you think are going to get taken in between your two picks? So yeah, tell me what wide receivers you think are going to get taken before your second round pick. Brown says, so disappointing, Crispy. I had a chance to look cool. I told my girl, look, Crispy's going to take Zach Allen here in the 22nd round, and he didn't. I felt like a loser. Where did he get him? Oh, Cali Jam got him in the 23rd. Crispy, why'd you take Gesicki in the 22nd after they got your boy Noah Fant over there? Yeah, Gesicki's off my radar now because of that. I just don't even want him. Okay, and who are we going with first? Dominic, my bad. Probably edging you over there right now. Okay, QBs. Kyler, Baker, and Justin Fields. And then he got Trash and Tune. Why'd you get Tune? He's a third stringer. So B minus. That's a B. And A-Chain, Bucky, Swift, and Tracy. So to me, that is a B plus and then a C plus. I'm going to call that. And Tracy is also like a C plus to me. So two C pluses is going to bring down a B plus to a B. So that's a B for the running backs. Wide receivers, Pickens, Javonte Williams, Myers, Downs, right? Just be those guys. Yeah, so B minus. I'm going to call that a B minus total. And IDP, Jack Campbell, Bernard, Knight, Lloyd, Davis. That's solid. That's like a B plus to start. Let's see how the bench. Lake, Edmonds. I know you got some more rounds, but man, just having Quentin Lake and Edmonds, I'm just going to call that a B. And bench, Ingram, Mims, Coleman, Eckler, Wright, Wandale, Slayton, Johnson, Tisla. That is, I'm going to say a B minus for the bench. So that's a B, a B, a B minus. What did I say? A B for the IDP and B minus. So that is down one. That's it. Yeah, 84. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. And let's see, Cali Jam is next. Let me pull you up and then read out Rohit's question. Rohit said, most likely all the S-tier wide receivers ending with BTJ. And then AJ Brown, Lando will most likely be off the board too. Home leagues always be split in running backs and wide receivers. They don't like doubling up. Okay. So that means... yeah, so there's going to be just more wide receivers taken, you think, right? That's just what we're assuming. If you're saying that it's going all the way to BTJ, because BTJ might be like 8, maybe 9. You'd be after that. Is Garrett Wilson already gone at that point? Is Tyreek Hill already gone at that point? Oh, I'm on the clock in the guillotine. Yep, someone called me a clock sucker. All right. Let's see. All right, hold on. Sorry, guys. Got to make this pick real quick. Crispy. You know what? I guess we're going to keep this trend going. I went running back, wide receiver, running back, wide receiver, running back, wide receiver. All right. Okay. And so, which leaves the Ladd JSN tier. I'd probably go Marvin Harrison. He's still in that tier, right? I have him in that tier anyways. But yeah, see, but so who else is in that? JSN, Ladd, Tyreek, GW, all there. Okay, yeah. Yeah, see, Tyreek and Garrett Wilson would be at the top of that for me. I think I would take Tyreek over anybody in that tier. Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that. Starting off with either Derrick Henry or CMC and Tyreek. Be a decent start. Crispy, you calm your fucking tits, okay? All right. Here we go. Cali Jam. Stafford, Rodgers. Flacco. Jimmy G, Gabriel, McKee. That is... Crispy said, dude, just picked Fant. Let's see where. Oh, man, Jay Gator. So, to me, Stafford right now dealing with the back issues is a B-, and then Rodgers is C+. So, we're going to call that, man, dude, it's ugly, man. I would call that a C+. And then, because you didn't get any backups, or because you only had two there, it would be a C for the QBs. Damn. So, that's a down... That's down three right there, just right off the bat. Running backs, Connor, Etienne, Mixon, Dobbins, B-. So we're just going to call that a B- for the running backs. And then wide receivers is where all the money was spent. Chase, Amon-Ra, Nico, Kittle, Cup, that's an A. That's an A. So you're still, but down three on the QBs and then down one on the running backs. And then, so you're at up two, down four so far. And then IDP, Zach Bond, Brooks, Bolton, Van Ginkle, Edrin Cooper. That's an A for the starters. Let's see where everybody else kicks in. Quay Walker, McKinney, Zach Allen, Leonard Williams. Greenlaw. We're gonna call that a B+ because it's good and it's a lot of guys that I like for sure, but yeah, it's a B+. So Jalen McMillan starts your bench. McMillan, Shipley, Hopkins, Fannin, Komet, Mitchell, Davis, Tucker. C+ for that. So it's going to be up three, down five. So it's going to be an 83 total. 83 total. All right. Mondo Burger. Dak Penix Geno. Dak Penix Geno. That's a B. B- and B-. Let's see. Anybody besides that? Got Milton. Got O'Connell. Well, I'm grading it as of now. If you get them while we're still grading you, I could change. Actually, no, I'm sure. Does that somebody already get them? Yeah, I guess this is still might be possible. So I'm going to say that's a B- because you got two on the B- side there. So bringing Dak down. And let's see, Barkley, Jacobs, and Mason. A, B+, and C. Damn, see, that's what's tough. So I'm going to say B+ total. Wide receiver pass catchers, Brian Thomas, McBride, Adams, Laporta, Jaden Reed, B+, B, and B-. Yeah, this one's tough. I think I'm going to call it a B. Yeah, we're going to call it a B. So far that is down one for the QBs, and then up one for the running backs. So up one, down one so far. TJ Edwards, Singleton, Logan Wilson, McFadden, Peyton Wilson, Barton, and how the hell is his name? Schlesinger, right? Schlesinger, yes. And then Rosboom, Dorian Williams, Dodson, Carlies. I think that's going to be a B plus. Yeah, we'll call that a B plus. And where's your bench kicking at? Mooney, Ferguson, Douglas, Corum, Thornton, Mostert, Dylan, Wicks, Lloyd Tolbert, and Ferguson. I don't even know if I mentioned him. I think, man, this one's tough. I'm called a B minus though, just barely. And so this is B minus, B plus, B minus. So that is up two, down one. 86. There we go. So it sounds like CMC first and then Tyreek second. That'd be dope. So 32 is close to shutting down. Gives me some time to think about my third round pick. This one's going to be tough. Got to decide where to go with it. Yeah. Because depending on where. Oh, wait. That's the wrong league. Where do you pick Toyota one? Oh, shit. You pick farther even after me. Let me go. I'm going to go try to message him. I'm going to message him on Facebook. See if he jumps in there. Okay. All right. Crispy. Last one. Taysom Hill may be alive. We'll see. So that one's tough, but I'll take it. I like this team not too bad. Yeah. And I've been grading everybody a little tougher. I've been like open about that. It's just to make us better. It's time to buckle down. Because these drafts, a big portion of what these drafts are is draft practice for us, getting ready for other leagues and stuff as well. There is money on the line and a shitload of money on the line as well. But that's why this whole tournament was even like initially invented, was to get draft practice ahead of all your league mates. Something that's way better than mock drafts. Oh, there it is. I don't know why. I looked over it like three times. I just took CMC and the Guillotine 5. That one's for you guys. No way. I don't even believe it. I got to go see that now. Got to see it to believe it. No way. Don't lie. TJ said, fucking K-Faz, double dip in tight end before second round. And the Guillotine number 2, no way. I'm going to go look at that real quick, too. Dude, CMC fell to the 116? Dude, you had to take him there, man. Dude, that's fucking amazing value. Let me see at the one where he went that I'm in. Hey. Now you can't hate on him. Now you got to cheer for him. I like it. Come to the dark side, bro. He went at the 108 in the one that I was in. I took A-Chain at the 114 in that one. I took A-Chain and Tyreek. Nervous about it, man. It's 18-teamer. 18-teamer. All right, hold on, Crispy. I'm going to check this. See what TJ was talking about over here with K-Faz. Where is he? Oh, shit. Bowers and Kelsey. Bowers, Kamara, Adams, and Kelsey. It's pretty wicked, man, in an 18-teamer for a start. That's crazy. Yeah, who do I have? I have A-Chain, Tyreek, Connor, Devonta Smith, ETN, and Jaden Reed. So now I only have one more spot. One more starting spot. I need a QB also. Okay. Or just because I'm tripping. Yes, we'll find out. All right. So Crispy, T-Lock, Tua, and Darnold. Let's see. He always gets his backups. Mullins, Wilson, Locke. So that's going to be B minus. So it's a B minus and then goes up because all the backups. So it goes up to a B. And Derrick Henry, Taylor, Cook, and Stevenson. Dude, I think you did it here. A, B+, B, and B-. He did it. So that's an A for the RBs. The wide receivers, Tyreek, Garrett Wilson, Ricky P, and Shakira. Yeah, you couldn't pass him at the 116. That's insane value, man. What would that be in a 12 teamer? That would be, I guess the fourth pick in the second round. We haven't seen him go that late in a while, but I know he did at one point. Hey, Drew in the house. What up, bro? Bro, you got to get back into these leagues. We're on the way to 300 right now. When we get to 300, there's going to be a $10,000 grand prize for the top team. We're getting so close, man. This was number 230 that we did today. Oh, yeah. We got two drafts tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern. He said, I've been gone forever. I'll be back eventually. Man, I hope so, bro, because football season has started, baby. It is almost all. And I know it's preseason and it's draft season right now, but yeah. I needed one CMC just in case. I can't wait to jump back in. Hell yeah, bro. I hope all is well, man. Brown said, I just took Njoku in that one. I like him with Flacco. We'll see. Yeah. Oh, man, in the guillotine one. Damn it, you're in that one with me. Chef balls.
That's how they do. They got wooden balls, man.
You're the man, said just Lolo with some funds. That's part of the views. You the man. Appreciate you. Back to crispy squad. So I didn't give a grade for the wide receivers, but B+, B-. That's going to equal a B. They're both just going to average out them. IDP, Ellis, Sherwood, Henley, Buda Baker, Levante David. That's a fire top five. And then Quincy Pratt, Pace, Alante Taylor, Chubb, Van Noy. We will know Crispy gets an F. Nah, I only do that if someone gives me a super chat now to roast him. Feel like CMC is who you want. And the guillotine, if he gets hurt, you survive. And he said, yeah, he survived. You get another RB. Yeah. Yeah. Really just, you want to hit the ground running in the guillotine league. You just can't, you can't score the lowest. That's it. Just can't score the lowest. It's really fun, man. These ones are so fun. Okay, I'm going to say, man, did you do it, Crispy? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Man, this one's close, man. I really got to debate it here, but, like, you got your top five. Most of those guys are in my top 15. So it's tough not to call those starters an A. No way. Kyle Pitts went before Njoku? What? No way. Why? Who's Atlanta play week one? Because that's how I draft for the guillotine league. I draft for week one, and then we just go from there. You know what, Crispy? Just because we can't let you like be getting a big head with this, I'm going to give that a B+ for the IDP. And then you did what? You were the one who drafted Kyle Pitts and over Njoku? Because I don't even think you're in that one. Let's see. Bench. Strange. Henry. Gesicki. Roman Wilson. Deami Brown. Coker. Naylor. I did hear Penix say that Pitts will be involved in the offense this year. I mean, if that's literally what he said, that's like some Captain Obvious like type shit right there. Like his coach said, he's having an issue grasping the playbook. Like that sucks. I'm going to give that a B-, Crispy, for your bench. So that is a B, an A, a B, blah, blah, blah. What was the, oh yeah, it was a B for, so yeah, B, A, B+, and B-. Corey, what up? Said training camp. Do they have training camp Monday through Friday only? Do they have stuff on the weekends? Yeah, they do have stuff on the weekends. I've been slacking. I should have did a video today. I got busy doing other things, and yeah, they do. There is camp stuff though. a lot of it was kind of, except for Debo. Debo hurt his hand. But that's like, everything else has been is just whatever and bullshit. Okay, so this was, it was up two, up three, and that's it. 88 for Crispy. And Cali Jam, how are your guillotines that far to be drafting Pitts? They're still in the fourth still. Dude, the one of the guillotine that we're in, that Brown's talking about, we're in round six right now. We're three picks away from round seven. Yeah, we're flying. And so he went in round seven at pick 6-6. 6-6. So what's that? 18 times 5 plus 6. He went at pick 96. So that would be, like, if that was a regular draft, that'd be like at the end, like a 12 teamer, that'd be like at the end of round 8. Yeah. Yuck. Yuck. All right, guys. Stay through the credits. I'm in three clock second leagues. Stay through the credits, guys, and I'll see you tomorrow morning because we got another draft, baby. I'm going to put that in the chat right now. Shout out to Justin Pickle in a Jar. Salute. Our executive producer. Salute to all the producers. Salute to the co-producers. Salute to the associate producers. Salute to the epic supporters. And salute to the awesome reporters, awesome supporters. And we will see you tomorrow. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure
they remember forever the night they played the Titans.